In this bulletin, Donald Trump and Kim Jong-un meet face-to-face in Singapore. A humanitarian ship with more than 600 migrants on board offered sanctuary in Spain. And Trent Sainsbury ready to assume the Socceroos' captaincy if Mile Jedinak isn't selected in Australia's World Cup opener. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Dyer. President Donald Trump and Kim Jong-un have met face-to-face in Singapore. The two leaders agreed to talks with the US trying to convince Pyongyang to denuclearize.
I feel really great. We're going to have a great discussion and I think tremendous success. It'll be tremendously successful. And it's my honor and we will have a terrific relationship, I have no doubt.
The old prejudices and practices worked as obstacles on our way forward, but we overcame all of them and we are here today.
That's true.
Australia's Foreign Minister Julie Bishop says it's difficult to anticipate what the outcome of the meeting might be.
We hope that there will be a pathway towards the denuclearisation of North Korea and an enduring peace on the Korean Peninsula. But I would think that it will be the beginning of a lot of diplomatic work that will be ahead.
Pope Francis has accepted the resignations of three Chilean bishops following a major sex abuse scandal. The Vatican says the resignations include Bishop Juan Barros. The other two bishops had both reached the normal retirement age of 75. Bishop Barros has denied allegations he witnessed and covered up sexual abuse cases. Peter Saunders from Ending Clerical Abuse says prosecutions must follow the resignations.
I think the church has demonstrated, notwithstanding the current pope who is making some positive noises right at the moment, but the church has demonstrated over many, many generations that it cannot be trusted. And a set of rules or golf club rules, which is basically what canon law is simply not enough. If we're talking about crimes, they have to be dealt with by the civil authorities, not an internal matter.
All of Chile's 34 bishops offered to resign last month over allegations of a cover-up of sexual abuse in the country. A Vatican official said the Pope is still considering the positions of the other bishops. Spain says it will take in the rescue boat Aquarius with 600 migrants on board. Italy and Malta had been unable to agree which country should take the migrants in. Malta brushed off the request from Italy, saying it had nothing to do with the rescue operation. Italy's new interior minister, Matteo Salvini, has claimed the development as a victory in line with his electoral promises to halt the flow of migrants into the country.
We did not reject anyone. We just asked other countries that are closer and safer than ours to do what we've been doing for years. We were told that wasn't possible. The Aquarius was still in Maltese waters. There was no sanitary problem on board. There were four of our Coast Guard boats ready to intervene, but they didn't ask for them. So it would appear there was no problem.
More than 600,000 migrants have reached Italy by boat from Africa in the past 5 years. The New South Wales government says more than half of the state's men are overweight or obese, lowering their life expectancy and taking a massive toll on the health system. Health Minister Brad Hazzard has launched a new men's health framework as part of Men's Health Week. Mr. Hazzard said men need to take more responsibility for their health and weight loss, and he hopes the new framework will encourage them to do that. In sport, Trent Sainsbury says permanently taking on the Socceroos' captaincy at the World Cup would be a cherished honour, but he won't be too bothered if the opportunity passes him by. There's no doubt that Mile Jedinak, the long-term Australian skipper, is the clear leader of the team. He's led the team since 2013, captaining the Socceroos at the 2014 World Cup and through the 2015 Asian Cup triumph. But there's a question over the 33-year-old starting against France on Saturday. With Sainsbury ready to lead the Socceroos, should Jedinak start as a substitute? The stopper wore the armband for the first time in Australia's 4-0 defeat of the Czech Republic earlier this month, taking over from defensive partner Mark Milligan as Jedinak's deputy, and says it was a great honour.
Obviously, last few games I've had the honour and the privilege to lead the boys out. Honestly, I don't think it's going to change the way I'm going to think about the game at all. I've got it ticked off the bucket list, I guess you could say now.
And now the weather across Australia. Perth showers and 20. Adelaide wind easing and 15. Rain easing in Melbourne, 15 degrees. Partly cloudy in Hobart, 15. Canberra rain at times, 11. Wollongong, a possible morning shower and 16. Sydney partly cloudy, 17. Similar conditions in Newcastle, 18. A sunny day in Brisbane, 24. Cairns partly cloudy, 27. And Darwin, a sunny day and 32 degrees. I'm Greg Diet, and this is SBS News.